Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 127 called Allow Time for the Soul to Enjoy Life. Especially in these challenging times, it is essential to allow time for the soul to enjoy life. It might not be the stunning events that enlighten or magnetize us right now, when the world opens up slowly again after COVID, destroyed so much of the life we appreciated, but so many of us dare to have it back. And we slowly by slowly realize that the times we had will not come back. So many suffer deeply, financially, spiritually, mentally, or and emotionally. Relationships are torn apart, which often leaves us depressed and anxious about what's next. Is vaccination safe regarding side effects? Which at this point of time nobody can really estimate to the full extent. I totally agree that it's not easy to charm your way forward. We are all in the same boat, and still it is different for everybody. But one of the main learnings in the pandemic is to reorganize, reset, and rebuild life and business. We need to adapt and pivot in order to prepare for what is to come. Today, I want to give you a hint on how to take things as easy as you can while you rise above challenges and maybe just try to keep your head above the water. First and foremost, self-love and gratitude for what is. It is up-leveling. You could be grateful for just being alive or healthy and the small things, like sunshine, nature, friends, or family. We take way too many things for granted, when in fact nothing is for granted. I'm always aware of my amazing sons, dad, and my lovely dog. This is pure love in the air and heaven on earth. So I suggest you find something you love and could be grateful for. And I highly recommend writing a daily gratitude journal. It's worth the time. Take time for yourself and schedule relaxation in your calendar so you don't end up with doing everything except the things you love. And share the love with others. After all, we are all united by one single desire. We want to be valued and loved. I truly believe that love is the answer to all problems we face right now. Love is the foundation to healing yourself and the world. Self-love is essential and the fundament of self-care, self-worth, and living a present and abundant life. Running after others before taking good care of yourself and your needs will leave you frustrated sooner or later. So many of us, especially women, know what I'm talking about here. I was there, a big people pleaser, taking care for everybody except me. Well, I got to learn my lesson. I got very ill and even faced death. So I know what I'm talking about. But I'm not talking about tough love to yourself. Beating yourself up is the worst you can do, followed by the quote-unquote, I love myself when. Don't let this stress take over. Love yourself unconditionally. You need to break free from these old patterns. How can you think somebody else can love you when you yourself are not able to love you? In the Fly Freestyle Your Life systems, I mentor you on your quest to break free and live fearlessly authentic by design. Depression is a symptom to deeper stuff going on inside. It comes from self-sabotage, self-betrayal, and self-oppression. Unconsciously, you try to avoid negative beliefs or emotions like loneliness, frustration, anger, whatever it might be in your case. In the mindset, emotion, and energy coaching, I'm teaching you processes so you can address the different beliefs and emotions you unconsciously try to avoid. Your life is about you and nobody else. You are the one responsible and the one to take the decisions. But it's not only about what you do decide, but also about what you do tolerate. I did tolerate so much in my marriage, for example, years ago. But, well, in a relationship, there are always two people, right? One behaving in an ungentle form, and the other one, often the women tolerating that behavior. Well, by now, you should know that I have gone through whatever I'm teaching you, or I have a relation to the topic, so I know what I'm talking about. And now is the time for something that really works and techniques. For example, like EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, also called tapping, where you can address your subconscious beliefs and emotions so you can neutralize them and stop your self-sabotaging behaviors forever. I urge you to stop the self-punishment and instead appreciate yourself, enjoy life as it is, or change the conditions to follow your passion and live a meaningful life. That's it for today. You know that you can always reach out to me. Thanks for listening today and talk to you next week. Bye.